Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. What are you wearing, Miss D? Hello, Miss D.
Hello, Lamont.
Miss D, I'm touching myself. Open your shirt. Would you like me to touch you?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? This is your host tonight, Baby Oil, right here on the Lamont Kelly Show, live in the studio, none other than super producer, Miss B.
What's up?
Tonight, Miss B, we're talking about phone sex operators.
We talking about them or we want to hear them?
We want to hear them. Yeah, we want to hear them.
Okay.
We want to hear if you worked for a phone sex operator company, we want to hear how you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get all erotic on us, but we ain't going to stop you if you would choose to. You know, it's freedom to do what you want to do. So we welcome that. And, oh, God, Miss B, open your shirt. So if you want to come in, have a ball with us. The lines are officially open. You think it's time enough for them to open up the lines? Because, Miss B, you ain't.
I'm going to be cracking up this whole night, man. Yeah, man, open the line because you're going to be talking to yourself if you don't.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
Hey, it's a hard not life, baby.
But you're supposed to be.
Look here.
The most important part to
look here. Look here. Let me tell you something. I don't participate in those type of conversations. You know this. This ain't new. This ain't our first rodeo.
That hurts.
Bedroom voice is for my bedroom, not for the world.
So you can't give us a good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss B is refusing to play fair, but we don't need Miss B.
That's right.
The numbers are open. The number is 347-996-3951. So if you could be a phone sex operator, or if you have ever been,
yeah,
you want to hear your
girl
sexiest voice, I want to be turned on. Already got my shirt off, my shoes off, my boxers on, but my pants still on. So I'm just inches away from your voice. Turn me on. Call in now. 347-996-3951. Miss D. Miss D, what you wearing, Miss D?
I have on some black corduroys, a white shirt, and a black and white hoodie.
Favorite outfit. How long you had the outfit on?
Have I had it on?
Yeah.
Baby, all day since 7 this morning.
All day since you haven't showered. So your pants has been rubbing against your underwear, that has been rubbing against your lips.
Whoa.
Oh, Miss B. Things you do to me. But press one for additional 5 minutes.
That's insane.
Press one for an additional 5 minutes for the small price of $5 a minute.
Right. $5.99 a minute.
Thank you, Ms. B. Your credit card has been accepted.
Right.
But what I want you to do for me, Ms. B.
What's that, Lamont? Oh, sorry, baby oil.
I want you to pull your hair back.
Oh, no.
Show me your earrings. Show me your earrings. I am. You make me cold. You make me cold. Make me hot, Miss B. Make me hot, Miss B.
I need you to calm down. Oh, my God. I would be crying this whole night, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, just tuned in. That was Baby All. Miss B paid for 17 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to exercise her time. But if you want to join in, we welcome you. Phone number is
347-996-3951.
Oh, that's a New York number. Oh,
it's 347-996-3951.
Call in now, ladies and gentlemen. Ever consider yourself to have that voice that would drive any man wild? If you have ever had a dream of being a phone sex operator,
wow.
Call in. Call in. Wow. I don't care if you reading the lottery number. You could be playing police dispatcher, but just do it in your sexiest voice. So call in now, 347-996-3951. Let me see.
Yeah.
What's underneath all them clothing?
You better let your nose be there. Oil.
Does it shave?
Whoa. Pull the reins on that horse.
Do it have a mohawk?
You know what?
Did you shave all the hair off your back? Did you get your hair from behind your knee? Oh, please don't cut the hairy paws, Miss B.
You know what?
How for me, baby?
How? Oh, are you trying to? Okay, you want me to how, dude? Okay, I'm that hairy. Oh, you are nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our sexy album.
It's something. I don't know if it's sexy. It's something.
I have heard so many of them tell me that I'm not going to call in on other shows because you might be turned on by my voice and all this old stuff. But
the
only person that hears sexy tonight
Is you?
Huh?
Is you? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
What kind of...
I just want to have a regular conversation with Lamont. Is he anywhere in the building?
Is it Cotton? Tony's Cotton. Tony's Cotton. What size bra? Tell me.
You do that way too good, homie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Uh-uh.
Don't go there. Oh, don't go there. Oh, don't go. No, don't go. No, tickle my belly. Tickle my belly.
You are completely nuts. I promise.
We have a caller. We bring them 859. You are on. Hello, 859.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How
are you?
Ooh. I'm fine.
What are you doing?
I'm ready.
Oh my God. I'm feeling so uncomfortable.
Don't feel uncomfortable, baby. I'm supposed to be here for you. You want to love me? My name is Veronica.
Spell it. I'm here. You spell your name.
V. E.
Who?
R.
Who?
O.
Oh my God.
N.
No, no, N.
I. C.
Oh.
I.
Oh my.
Okay, I'm going to need y'all both to change the drawers. That's number one. That was good. That was good.
Now that's phone sex for you, baby.
I guess. Are you a VIP?
I am a professional.
I heard that.
That's what's up. So how long you been doing the professional thing?
Since I was 21.
Wow.
So if some of my listeners wanted to call you at your place of business, because, you know, we try to help all our listeners promote their business and make more money. What's the is the number that they can call?
Actually, I can't give out the number.
Yeah,
I can't do that. But I just wanted to join in on the conversation.
Oh, we appreciate
that. That is something.
You guys, having the show on here, period, is like crazy.
That's what's up.
But I'm glad you did it.
Don't go yet. Just let us hear.
Yeah, because Lamont needs somebody to play with, because clearly it is not me. Clear and Lee, it is not me.
Well, I have a seductive gift, so
She has a seductive gift,
yes.
You said.
Yes, I do.
I heard that.
So let us hear the gift. Or we can't hear the gift.
Well, okay, you know, faking is like, I mean, you have to be able to fake it really, really good and make it seem like it's really real.
Right.
But, like, I like to be for real.
Right.
So, like, with my customers, I try to be very open-minded. So, but I can fake it and it sounds really real.
All right, so I'm calling in now.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
The phone
the
is
money?
Ringing.
Do you have your credit card available?
You still using your credit card.
Well, usually if the call comes through, he's already paid. So usually he's like already ready or she's
according to him, he's on my tab, so go ahead.
Ms. B, get ready. We call it.
Okay.
And you call it. I ain't calling nobody.
So you just say hi and I say hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And who are you?
You know what? Tell me what you like.
I like you hanging from the ceiling, nibble rings, spikes around your neck, and a water bed with a hole in the middle.
Wait a minute now. Hold on, girl six. You can't be laughing. You got to be a character.
We love to call her.
I should have laughed and hit the receiver. Look
about you crazy. Sweet Veronica, we enjoyed that. Ladies and gentlemen, you just tuned in. We were just getting off to the sounds of Sweet Veronica. Miss B will be doing her session real soon.
Psych.
So tonight the show is about, well, we want to hear your sexiest voice as if you worked as a phone sex operator. So we're accepting pros and amateurs. And so we want to hear what you have to say. So call in. The number is
347-996-3951.
And men, if you call in, Ms. B will get you off. So call in. The number is
347-996-3951.
Let them hear your sexiest voice, Ms. B.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? How you doing? What it do?
What the
hell? Hey, love me or leave me, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened in, just tuned into that, that was Miss B version of the unskilled amateur phone sex operator. Tonight, our topic is we want you to put on your sexiest, most seductive voice and entice us like this. Miss B, see the first thing I want you to do?
What's that?
So I want you to put all your clothes back on. And I'm going to cut holes through the places that I want to see and touch.
Oh, wow.
So put the ski suit back on. put the underwater goggles back on. Because tonight I want to be with a woman that's going skiing, but could be going scuba diving after it's over. I want you to protect your eyes because I'm going to explode. Touch me. Touch me, Miss B. Right there.
I'm going to touch you. All right, I'm going to lay hands on you. Pray for you. Because Jesus needs to be your portion, homie.
So you've never, have you ever thought about that you could do that type of job?
Oh, no. Ooh, never.
You never thought you could be a phone sex operator?
No, I never wanted to. Never had a desire to.
Miss B.
What?
Miss B.
Who grows, who says when they're a kid, I want to grow up and be a phone sex operator? No.
After that Spike Lee movie?
And now, especially when dude was chasing her, he was stalking and stuff. No, heck no.
What, you said what?
I said, especially when dude was stalking her. Heck no.
You just watched the movie.
Huh?
You just watched the movie. That movie came out about 20 years ago. And you.
What that mean?
You remember scenes.
No, I remember it from then. I ain't seen that movie in years.
Uh-huh.
No.
So what was your best part? What you liked the most about it?
About the movie.
So did you think the women did a good job?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. She did that thing. Huh?
You think you could be better than them?
No. You know, everybody got their own calling. Mine just wouldn't happen to be phone sex operator.
So what type of voice do you think one would have to be good at having a phone sex operator voice?
I mean any voice. You just have to know how to probably play with it and be soft and be, you know, real seductive. Everybody has the ability to. Everybody has the ability to,
example?
But. Huh?
Example. I mean, what is soft?
Dude, come on. Stop. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. No, you know,
I mean,
soft. Soft
voice.
You're giving
advice. I mean, so I'm trying to figure out. You said, you describe how that voice should be. So
I'm just saying, a soft voice. You can't be seductive and sexy with a loud voice hollering.
So how would you suggest their voice be? I mean, can I get an example?
I just say it, so. Ain't no examples. Ain't no, come on, stop playing.
So did you touch yourself? When you
you know what? Call in. You know, call in. The floor is open. We want to hear your sexiest, most seductive voice. Call in. The number is area code 347-996-3951. Because Lamont is running out.
Miss B.
Yes.
You know what I want to do to you?
What's that?
I want to wrap you up in toilet paper and sit you on the toilet and just flush.
You are nuts, I promise.
And I just want you to make sounds like
what is wrong with you?
And then I'm gonna say, you filthy girl. Then I'm gonna rip the toilet paper off you, put you in the shower, turn the water on, scorching hot, and rub shampoo on my fingers.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start by circling your lips.
With the
by having a potty mouth. Then I'm going to open my fingers and let them run down your chin, along your neck, and around the back of your neck as I pulled you closer to me.
Mm-mm.
Breathing into your ear. You shitted on yourself. You shitted on yourself. 301. He brings you on. 301. You there, 301?
Hello?
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 Hey.
What?
We sorry, we just was giving Miss B a bath.
Hello?
Who? What in the world?
Hello?
That's somebody's sexy voice in a while. You better answer.
All right, we here.
You guys are sick.
Thank you. We do our best to be as sick as we can be. Well, what's happening, Marlon?
What's up, man? What are you guys doing, man?
Where's your voice at, Marilyn? I know that ain't your voice.
What?
I said, where's your voice at? Because I know that ain't it.
Yeah, I wasn't playing in that one. I knew that was a dude voice there.
Right. Hello. What is that? Like, what?
What the hell is going on, man?
The tonight's topic, Marlon, is...
I figured Miss B would be doing something special.
Miss B is supposed to turn on the male callers. That's what she's supposed to do. Yeah.
What you say?
Miss B is supposed to entice the male caller. So it was a good thing you called in.
Yeah, no, that's why. Like, I went and got me a nice little plate of food and a drink, and I was expecting her to say something. But you know,
I'm saying something right now. What's up, Marilyn?
She's like, I hope Marilyn called in. So, Marlon, this is what we need you to do, because Miss B, you know, she a little timid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to pull her in.
Oh, okay.
You got a lot of work to do, Marilyn.
So, Marlon, turn her on, Marlon.
Pull her
turn
in.
On.
All right, Miss B, what you got on tonight?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. That ain't it. That is not it. Try again, Marilyn.
Marilyn, that's a little thuggish, though, man.
That's right. Let's see what you got on. What? Try again.
How many people do you have on there? Is there someone else in the background, too?
Huh?
I thought I heard someone in the background.
It's just you and Miss B, and I just got the camera to show it later on YouTube.
Wow.
So turn it on, Marilyn. Show what you made of.
Now, I was hoping today was Halloween or something, because I got Miss B a little costume, too, and everything.
Oh,
wow.
Tell us this.
So, but,
let me shut up and you tell her about the costume. Tell her how you wanted to put it on. Tell her.
Miss B ain't trying to do nothing.
It ain't about Miss B. It's about y'all tonight. It's about you.
Marilyn, do your thing, Marilyn. Show her what you made up, homeboy, because she don't think you'll bring the noise. She think you're intimidated by her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she think.
Is that true, Miss B?
I mean, as Lamont said it, hey. Whatever.
So you agree to everything Lamont says, huh?
Nope.
No, she just agreeing with you intimidated, that's all.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
There you go, Marilyn. You're going up and you're climbing up into your shell.
Climbing up into what?
You're climbing up into your shell. Miss B wants to be, you have to mentally.
Miss B seems like she likes to dominate and stuff.
Yeah.
Am I right, Miss B? Hello?
Miss B.
Listen. Do you, Marilyn?
What do you say?
Go ahead.
No,
you seem like
the kind of person that likes to dominate. Like her man will be talking to her, she'll be like, shut up, I got something
to say. Oh, no, absolutely
when I'm
not.
When I'm done, then you
well,
can
tell her how. Tell us what you want, then, Ms. B. If that ain't what it is, tell us what it is, Ms. B.
No, it's about the callers tonight, not the host.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have just tuned in, you are witnessing one of the most inexperienced women in the phone sex business. See, ladies, what it is, she is not in tune with herself.
Is that right?
She doesn't know what it takes to pull a man out, pull him out into the opening where he's exposed and willing to do whatever it is that she wants him to do.
Okay.
So what I need...
I don't think she knows what to say. She just doesn't want to say it on the radio.
Because it's not privy to the radio audience.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
no.
We deemed it so. You worded it. You worded it how you wanted it to come off.
Hmm. Okay, so Marilyn.
Yes?
Go ahead and do
what?
Your sexiest, most seductive voice.
You know I'm not gonna do that. I thought it was the women calling in today.
Okay,
who said let's do this. Ladies, if you just tuned in tonight is we wanna hear your most erotic, sexiest voice. If you have ever
you
been a phone sex operator or think that you can do it. We want to hear your voice. We want to agree with you or deny you. Or if you just want to be mentally stimulated, call in, and Marilyn will take care of that. Or if Marilyn doesn't take care of it, well, what will happen is me and Marilyn, if you ever had a fantasy of being with two men.
Wow.
Woman,
hey, I'm done with that, man.
Two men and a woman calling. The number is.
Two men and a woman. The number is 347-996-3951.
And the beauty of the Lamont Kelly Show is that you do not have to reveal who you are. And we are not going to tell. So please call in because we are freaks too. And you know who we are. We are out of the closet.
Where's Tammy at?
Tammy is on sick leave.
Oh, she's sick. Oh, man.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know she couldn't miss something like that.
If Tammy was on here, it'd be off the chain.
I'm telling you. Yes, it would.
Tammy is gusty, Miss B. She one of them, I'm the good girl. You know how they say the church girls? The good girls until you get them in the bedroom.
Wow.
Nah, Tammy's a freak, I can tell.
Wow.
She's not here to turn us on, and Miss B refused to. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have ever fantasized about being a phone sex operator or being with two men and a woman, call in and you start off with Miss B and lead to Marilyn, and then you end it with me. So the number is 347-996-3951. And fellas, please don't call in saying you want to be with two men.
Now, fellas, call in if you want.
With one man tonight.
Have some brothers call in from DuPont Circle or something.
Marilyn is the only one that's available for the men tonight.
Hell not. I'm gone. I'm done. I'm out of here, man.
See, I threw you under the bus.
Again, the call-in number is 347.
Hang on a second.
Call-in number is 347-996-3951. And this is the Lamont Kelly Show live in the studio. It's none other than super producer Ms. B and our most frequent, we should call him a host.
Exactly.
Host.
Honorary co-host.
Marilyn.
Host without the check.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the host without the check.
A hungry, a hungry host.
Turn you on. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and request him by name, Marilyn.
69.
What?
Whatever you want. He can
it's 69.
So, ladies, we want to hear your voice. Fellas, we want to hear your voice, too. I mean, you know,
We not. You said it, man.
we not going to be biased. So call in, say what you got to say, and, you know, do you. This is open for men and women.
You know.
If you need somebody that's going to role play with you, just request Marilyn by name and.
Hey. Don't do that, man.
The show popping. But if you just want to call in and let us hear your voice and ask us if it's sexy or not, we will honor that as well. We're not asking you to be explicit or whatever, but we're not preventing you from being it either. But this is the Lamont Curry Show. We practice freedom of speech to the fullest extent, you know? So call in, be you. The number is 347-996-3951. Cool?
Cool.
So, Marilyn, you going to give us the voice?
You mean for Miss B?
Yeah. Are you damn sure ain't for me.
Hey, I'm not.
Boy, talk to her. Talk dirty to her. You ain't shy because I'm here, right?
Nah, I'm cool. I just don't, you know.
Don't nobody know who you are, Marilyn, but me.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, Miss B's not being responsive, man.
You haven't did nothing.
Right.
So, Miss B, what do you like, though?
Oh, my God, Marilyn, this is not a questionnaire, okay? We are not giving a survey right now. I'm listening.
Is that the background music for the porno?
Right. I'm listening.
You need music. Boom.
Bone chicken wow wow. Bone chicken wow wow.
Oh, get a mallet.
What is that from? Is that from, I heard that from before. Anyway.
Get a mallet. Boom.
Before I called in, I was like, if I call in, I'm going to be setting myself up for something. So I don't know if I should call in or I should just listen to it on my computer. So I said.
So do you feel like you've been set up, Marilyn?
Somewhat, yeah. All
right, well, don't use Miss B. Use a famous star that you wouldn't mind smashing off and we'll go for it.
Wow.
If you could somehow get Alicia Keys on here, yeah, I could do that.
I would do this then. Well, tell us what you like for a woman to say to you. What does it take for a woman to turn you on besides come over here? Hold on, we got a caller.
Okay.
Are you cold? 410. What's happening?
This baby girl Diamond.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Marilyn.
Marilyn get excited. Say it.
I know, right?
She has a nice voice.
Thank you.
Hey, baby girl, speak on it now.
That's
we want to hear your voice.
Lamont, you should know who I am.
Ooh. I know who she is. I don't even know her.
Ooh. And who are you?
Let me feel who you are. Don't tell me who you are. Let
okay.
us feel who you are. Let us hear your sexiest, most arousing voice. I mean, it was already a turn on from the start, and you got me down to I'm naked. Marilyn, don't get naked now, Marilyn. Fuck.
Hey.
2 minutes. So 410, I'm listening to you.
Okay. Remember the pictures I sent you from the Gina 6 rally?
Say that again?
The pictures I sent you from the Gina 6 rally.
Oh.
You know who I am now?
No.
That sounds kind of stalkerish right there. Oh, no.
You got a few people. Describe, how many pictures did you send?
I sent the one where you were on the stage doing your poem.
Okay, yeah, I know you are now. Turn me on, baby.
Okay. How would you like for me to rub your head down to your neck, then your back? Rub you down with some oil.
Baby oil.
Massage your legs. Rub your
chest. I would love that.
Kiss.
I would love that. What type of oil? I'm allergic to baby oil. So how can, what does the scene look like? Do I describe the scene, or do you have an image in your head?
I have an image.
Okay, so
dim
I need
light.
You to take
dim lights.
Okay.
Champagne, rose petals, yellow and red.
Okay.
Both of us in some sexy lingerie.
Hold on. I'm in lingerie.
Yes. Pink with a ribbon.
There you go. It doesn't hurt to fantasize.
Hey, this is her fantasy. You can't bum rush. Right.
Yeah, okay. Do you? I'm listening.
Okay.
Lingerie, though, shit.
I just want you to know this visual is hilarious, but go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay. I have on lingerie, you have on a bow on the front, butt out. Like
butt out?
Yeah, butt out, like Prince, you know, like to shake that booty.
Oh, okay. I'm hurting here. I'm at gunpoint like a motherfucker. Well, go ahead.
I don't want to get too graphic, but imagine pineapples. With a hole in the middle.
Okay, I'm there.
And I'll eat it all.
Oh.
What?
Okay, that works for me. Let's roll. We might have to close the blind because these motherfuckers peeping and giggling.
I don't have any more. Oh, gosh. Whew.
You said you don't have no more what?
I don't have anything else to say right now.
Oh,
what color did you have on?
Passion fruit fantasy.
What color did you have on? What color lingerie did you have on?
Black, of course.
All right, let me do this first. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is the Lamont Kevin Show, and tonight, live in the studio, producers tonight, host tonight, Miss B and Blue. I mean, damn. Marilyn. Topic tonight is your sexiest, most erotic voice. We want to hear your phone sex operator thing, getting yours on. And we just set the stage. We just set a scene. I have on a bow. I don't know what color it is, but I'm sure it's pink or red. My ass out.
When you cold.
Pineapples on me. That's what she said I have on me. And she was eating the pineapples off me. So if you want to call in, let us hear your voice. The number is 347-996-3951. Again, the number is 347-996-3951. So, was there a bed in there?
No. On the floor.
Hardwood floors or carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't mind scratching my knees up. Hold up. See, since the pineapples are all gone, and I guess your imagination just froze. So let me get out of these silly ass clothes with this bow. And so now let me turn you on.
Okay, go ahead.
See, I go to the refrigerator and I.
Now, why you gotta start off cold?
Start off cold?
Yeah.
Shit. I go to the bathroom and get the soap. Now, I ain't eat no motherfucking soap. All right, whipped cream, warm whipped cream that Marilyn threw through the window. Him and Miss B outside the window throwing shit in that we may need. They read our minds. So I start with the whipped cream from the center of your forehead and make a trail down to your to your nose and to your open mouth. And as you lick your lips to wipe the cream free, your tongue, I grab and hold in between my teeth and I taste you. How you just taste so sweet. See, that turned me on more than watching you eat off of me. See, I want to take you there. Take you to a place where your nibbles are so hard and erect that your vagina has no other choice but to leak. See, I want you to be turned on like you turned me. And this is all from the taste of your mouth. So I wonder what your breath tastes like, so I find myself there tasting. No time wasting, I'm just tasting. Listening to your heartbeat and as your chest begin to rise, I listen to find out where the cum inside of you is being held so I can set you free. More whipped cream on you, but it's for me. How was that? Y'all got quiet, Marlon. You better not be naked, Marlon.
I'm just trying to light up this cigarette here.
bucket naked.
Woo, Jesus.
Woo. You all right, baby? You okay?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Let me get you some ice water.
Yes.
Ms. B is going to go get her Bible so she can pray.
As you already know, I'm over here in the feeding right now.
That's what Ms. B keeps the battery for the big boy in the sock, in the closet.
Whatever.
Y'all hear that thing going off in the background? That was Ms. B in the studio, behind the glass. On full blast in Maryland, right at the window, butt naked, pressed against the window.
Hey.
Terrible.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is the Lamont Kerry Show, and tonight we are doing your most sexiest, most seductive, enticing voice, as if you were a phone sex operator. So any pro phone sex operators, we'd love to hear your voice so we can rate you on if you sound like you underwater.
No drive-through voices.
Huh?
No what?
No drive-through voices.
What's a drive-through voice?
Can barely hear. Talking out the side of your neck.
Okay. Marlon, we waiting for your voice, Marlon.
What's that?
Oh, Marlon did tone his voice down, though, didn't he? Ms. B.
A little bit.
Marlon, you better not be naked.
You mean when I first... No.
What hit you with that stun gun? So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to call in. We want to hear your voice. Your most enticing, arousing, erotic voice. And we want you to come in and turn Miss B on. See, she wanna be breaking free from the chains of her boundaries. So it takes a
Miss B wants
voice.
Miss B wants to be chained up.
And you can even call yourself Jesus. Call in, ask for Ms. B, and you can call yourself Jesus.
Wow, you will not.
Lightning about to strike you, man. Just talking
I
like
swear
that.
You will not blaspheme my Jesus.
Or call yourself Jesus.
Shut up.
So, 410, can we hear some more from you? Oh, 410 is gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, for real? Dang.
Hit and run. Right. We want to thank you for the pineapples. And you left this outfit that you brought for me to put on.
Oh, she's talking about the lingerie. Is that, never mind.
Yeah, what? I don't know. Did she ever say what color it was?
She, well, hers?
No, I know she said hers was black, but I know she told me I had a bow on in the front, so I know mine couldn't have been no, it had to be some crazy color.
It was probably pink or something.
Probably pink.
I'm,
you know, that's your color. You know, that brings out your skin tone.
Oh, no.
Hit her with the stun gun. Hit her with the stun gun. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is
Drastic Change,
the Lamont Kerry Show, Baby Oil hosting, live in the studio, is Miss B, and with honorary host, Marilyn. I'm still waiting for him to turn Miss B on. I think he's scared of Miss B. Miss B cannot get to you right now.
Miss B is going to sprinkle me with holy water.
I mean, if that's what turned her on, you know, you got to let it go. You got to go with the flow.
Yeah. And say a few psalms.
That might work.
Some Hail Marys and
No. Don't do no Hail Marys.
If she a Tupac fan, you might get play all eyes on me. He is a Tupac fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Merlin, I'm listening.
What's she listening to?
I'm trying to listen to you if you said something.
So first of all, I want to figure out what you like, first of all. What do you like?
Oh, God, here we go with the interrogation.
Yeah, I want to know, because I just don't want to shoot in the dark and stuff. I want to know.
Well, shoot.
What kind of
this is your voice. It doesn't matter. Lamont didn't like the bow in the front either, but he did it.
I took one for the team, Marilyn.
Hey.
And she's telling you to come on, Marilyn. Marilyn, are you a virgin? Because a woman is telling you to come on. She want to hear what you got. And you freezing up, Marilyn. I am disappointed.
No, I got kids here. I'm babysitting.
Whoa. He had kids all night.
Now he's the babysitter.
And now he's the nanny.
I'm a babysitter.
Oh, that's the outfit you want to have on? You got the babysitter outfit on?
What is a babysitter outfit exactly?
I have no idea, but we got to work with it. We got to go with it. So you want to be watching her, Marilyn?
Huh?
You want to be babysitting? You babysitting her?
Wow, that wouldn't sound good though. He's my babysitter, and he's about to entice me.
Marilyn, how old is she, Marilyn?
Oh Lord.
So I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Don't incriminate yourself, Marilyn.
Yo, but Miss B, so when you're with your man on the phone, you guys don't talk like that on the phone, or what do you guys?
Me and my guys.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't do that on the phone. I don't need
Korean.
To.
They
I don't need
Korean.
To.
They talk Korean on the phone. That's what turned.
First of all, I don't talk Korean to my guy, and we don't need to do this whole phone thing, and not at all.
So if he travels away and you're away from home, when you guys talk, you don't talk like that. What do you guys talk about?
How often do we talk?
No, but let's say you're away from home, or he's away from home, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
work on your game, Marilyn.
Huh?
We gotta work on your game. It will be.
I swear. And you talking about my guy to me? And you supposed to be
talking
to me?
You won't be talking about no other dude when you trying to turn her on with
you. I'm just trying to figure out if how she talks to me when they're. Never mind.
Don't worry about it. You talk to me. You talk to me, Marilyn. Talk to Miss B.
Listen to her. Look at that. Look at that, Marilyn. She's saying, talk to her. Look, what is you doing? You giggling. You want some condoms, Marilyn?
Marilyn.
Oh, man.
Marilyn,
too old for this, man.
Marilyn, you was letting the male gender down, Marilyn. You have a church lady that's holding this sacred. And she's telling you to talk to her and all you can do is giggle.
Please tell me that.
Disappointed. You're going to lose cool points. You're going to get your cup taken away.
His cup? Wow.
My pin cup.
Yeah, you're going to get your cup taken away.
My pin cup?
Yeah.
Wow.
Your man cup. Your man cup, not your pimp cup, your man cup. I said, talk to him. We listen and talk to him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, if there is a gal there that's willing to talk to Ms. B, please call in. The number is 347-996-3951. She is handcuffed to the bed, skimpy clothes on, and Marilyn is giggling at the door. So we need some support.
You said she's tied to the bed. Is her head like spinning around like an exorcist? Or?
No, she's.
Oh, God. Marilyn, you suck.
Yeah, Marilyn, we're going to have to work on you on board. We are going to have to work on you. Talk to her, Marilyn. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, Marilyn.
We will be holding a workshop for males.
Right. Hosted live in Maryland.
Right, so that we can build up your skills on talking seductive to your woman. Email us at Bianca V. Brown.
You're going to give my email address.
No, we want to hear your sexiest voice, so call in, share that with us. And Ms. B has been waiting almost a 4 hour. We have 8 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
And Ms. B has been on standby all night. Marilyn has failed to produce.
Failed.
If there is any women out there that have sexual relations with Marilyn, please call in.
Yeah, because I want to know what he did with y'all.
Yeah, we don't know why.
We have him under investigation, which is a good thing. He's a grown man, and he may be a virgin. So that is a good thing.
Yeah, that's kudos. Kudos.
So, ladies, if you have had sexual relations with Marilyn,
they don't know who I am.
The number is 347-996-3951. Marilyn, here goes your last shot, Marilyn. Marilyn. Are you going to be quiet? You playing dead, Marilyn.
What? He gone?
No, he's there.
Oh, my. Marilyn.
Marilyn, put them little kids down. Put the little kids down and put the lollipops back. Would somebody please call Dateline, How to Get a Catch a Predator.
Right, because he is busy at work.
859, you on? Hello?
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 859?
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
Hey, now, you hear the term is be on?
Huh?
You hear the term is be on?
I guess so.
That's right.
Whoa.
Hey, do you, homeboy?
Hello?
Yeah, we listening.
Yeah, we listening.
Oh, what's going on? What's the topic?
Oh, the topic is your most sexiest, seductive voice, and Ms. B has been waiting to be enticed all night. And you have, like, 5 minutes to entice her.
To entice her. Okay. Well.
You up for it? You up for the challenge?
Hey. Let's go for it.
Go ahead, brother.
So, how you been doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. How was your day?
It was wonderful. How was yours?
Ah, beautiful. It was beautiful.
Okay.
You know, and it's getting better, I see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what you into?
What am I into?
Mm-hmm.
Anything, pretty much.
Anything?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Okay, this is interesting.
Excuse me. Can I interrupt this conversation?
Uh-huh.
What I find quite strange is that Miss V has stuttered. Miss V has been speechless a couple of times.
Oh.
Off just a couple of sentences that you have given her.
So you have the touch.
That's special.
Touch her. Put hands on her.
Hey, now, ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what gets me in trouble.
Miss B, you know, you are just sexy as I don't know what, but he got you.
Hold on. Let's put the brakes. Hello. Let's hold on now because the gears have shifted here.
Get a baby.
Don't get me, baby. Bring get the box. that's funny.
Woo! ladies and gentlemen, you just tuned in. This was the Lamar Kelly Show. We're down to 3 minutes. I want to thank all the callers for calling in, making this a fabulous show. We even had a lesbian experience tonight, which was wonderful. Miss B has been turned out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
So we would like to welcome you back tomorrow. Our show topic is what?
What is our show topic, Lamar?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we have a show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
But you know what? What you can do is tell them about Sundays as well. You know about Sundays.
Oh, yes. Yeah, tell them about Sunday.
Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise waiting for you. We have none other than Punk from VH1's I Love New York 2. David Otunga will be live in the studio waiting to hear from you.
That's right. That will be this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
This Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And I'm not even going to ask him questions about the show. I'm going to ask him questions about him. You all have to call in to find out about the show.
Right.
And I know he gives out headshots and all that, so you have to call in for that.
Right.
But tomorrow's show is Why Do People Get Married When They're Not in Love?
Mm.
So we want to hear your point of view on why people get married when they are not in love. This has been definitely a wonderful show, and I'm
yes,
sure this one again. Miss B has had a wonderful experience. So I want to thank you, lovely lady, for calling in. Both of you calling in the couple thing to turn Miss B on.
Right.
Y'all scared her in the beginning, but she was just getting the hang of it before y'all left. So we're going to have to definitely do this again right here on the Lamar Kelly Show. And we do this every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And beginning November the 5th, we will be doing Mondays. So
right.
If you have your book out there to get your book reviewed by Miss B, we're asking you to send your book, copy, electronic copy of your book to Miss B at Bianca V. Brown, BianCAV, as in Victor Brown, BROWN, @yahoo.com. So that's Bianca V. Brown. Y'all can hit her up if y'all didn't get the address. So you can go on, she in my top 10. Hit her up, send her an electronic copy of the book. If you take criticism, please don't send your book.
Okay.
And if you're in the D.C. area, I'm doing a casting call next Saturday at 10 p.m. at the Francis Gregory Library. I'm trying to start shooting a series, Laws of the Street. It's like The Wire meets The Shield. So it's going to be real exciting. So come out, audition for that. Bring your headshots or full body shots, and we're going to see how we can get this thing moving. But I will definitely see y'all tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Lamar Kelly Show, where you will find Miss B and Lamar Curry, and I'm sure Marilyn, and soon we will have Tammy back again. So we like to wish her a healthy recovery, ladies and gentlemen. So
yeah.
Until tomorrow, good night.
Good night.